American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Hurricane Helene now has 80-mile-per-hour winds per the National Hurricane Center's latest update. Preparations to protect life and property from storm surge and damaging winds along the Florida Big Bend coast should be rushed to completion today. Fox Weather Hurricane Specialist Brian Norcross talks about a possible limiting factor to the storm's strength.
One thing this has going against the hurricane for us is that it's going to be picking up speed and moving pretty quickly, so it's not going to be over that superheated water for a long time, although right now it's moving fairly slowly. It's really going to pick up speed when it starts going there tomorrow.
Weakening is expected after landfall, but Helene's fast forward speed will allow damaging winds to penetrate well inland across the southeast U.S., including over the higher terrain of the southern Appalachian Mountains. On the campaign trail today, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Pittsburgh to talk about the economy and manufacturing. Former President Donald Trump will be in North Carolina, and Republican Vice Presidential hopeful J.D. Vance will be in Michigan this evening. The House recently reauthorized the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom Act of 2024. The commission promotes religious freedom around the world. Tony Perkins, host of Washington Watch.
There's been an effort in the last few years. I saw it when I was leading the reauthorization a few years ago. They tucked into the appropriations bill funding restrictions on USERF that really flips the commission's mission on its head. The new language asks USERF to focus on human rights violations on the basis of religion, turning USERF from a shield for religious freedom into a sword to suppress those freedoms.
He said the bad language is in the appropriations bill coming from the Senate. Dr. Andy Harris, representative from Maryland, joined Washington Watch.
So the House position in funding the commission was to keep its mission as it is, which is a religious freedom mission. And Chuck Schumer wants to add in provisions that do exactly what you say. It turns it into religious freedom commission to a commission that polices whether or not woke policy is followed in other nations, and that's not the purpose of it. But this is what we see in Washington all the time: this co-opting of the agencies and bureaus and various federal entities to advance a woke agenda.
China test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific Ocean, raising concerns over its arsenal. Here's Fox's Greg Palcott.
In another hotspot region of the world, China has successfully conducted a rare launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile. It was sent into the Pacific Ocean, raising international concerns about the country's nuclear buildup. China issued warnings for the South China Sea, the Pacific north of the Philippines, and the South Pacific, areas of recent Chinese contention. China is modernizing its nuclear forces in the face of what it says are improved U.S. missile defenses, surveillance capabilities, and strengthened alliances. China has more than 500 nuclear warheads in its arsenal and will probably have over 1,000 as soon as 2030.
Israel intercepts a ballistic missile launched by Hezbollah. Fox's Trey Yinks reports.
Today, there was a massive escalation by Hezbollah as the Iran-backed group launched a ballistic missile at Israel's second-largest city of Tel Aviv. Sirens sounded across this major population center, sending hundreds of thousands of people to bomb shelters. The missile carried a 1,500-pound warhead and was ultimately intercepted by Israel's missile defense system, the David Sling. But the attack marked the first time that Tel Aviv was targeted since Hezbollah got involved in the war. Northern Israel also came under heavy rocket fire today with a house in the city of Sfad.
The rush for gold just keeps coming. Gold hit another all-time high this week. The New York spot price of gold closed yesterday at just over $2,657 per troy ounce, the standard for measuring precious metals. That's the highest recorded to date, up nearly $145 from a month ago and more than $740 from this time in 2023. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.